Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to do a little traveling on the wings of song. Well, I don't know about you, but it seems like I've got some kind of cabin fever going on. I would just like to take a trip somewhere. You know, I've got too many things going on. Very busy every day. Just can't seem to take the time off to fly off to Paris. Or maybe to Taormina in Greece. Or maybe back down to Brazil. So you know what? I'm going to have to go to all those places on the wings of song. Oh, God, forgive me. Joni Mitchell, A Free Man in Paris. And then from Mark Knopfler, The Lights of Taormina. And then, you know, it wouldn't be a music program without some songs from Paul McCartney from his Egypt station back in Brazil. We're going to start with Joni Mitchell, Free Man in Paris.
Trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
laughter in the darkness, music floating in across the bay. He's half listening and wondering how he could have let her slip away. So long ago, but still he wants to know if anyone has seen her. And he's sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. They were young and love was shining like the colors of the rainbow. Desire felt like choking, love was smoking under a volcano. He can still taste her kisses, sweet as the red wine from the sea. Now he's sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Seemed like another lifetime when they rambled along the shore. Seemed like another lifetime to use the common sweet senor. Maybe in another lifetime on a pathway to the sea. Maybe there they'll be. The crowd calls for the emperor, raise their hands to hail another king. But it's been so long a wanderer, another crowd can never mean a thing. He came, he saw, he conquered. 10,000 voices roared in the arena. Now he's sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Chimes of history, myths of gods and men forever in. Ancient dreams and all their mystery, wars for Sicily and Spartan women. In the mist of antiquity, ships of war set sail from Cartagena. Now he is sitting out in the, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Thank you.
future and a far, far better world. Back in Brazil, she meets a man. He's tall and handsome, and he fits in with her plan. Bright lights ahead, music and fun. Nights are for dancing, for the sun. All kinds of weather will surely come and go, but they're together, and together they will steal the show.
It's a lot.
going to Kansas City. Bye-bye, baby. Paul McCartney, A Lifetime of Music. That was the Beatles live at the BBC. That's a radio station. Live at the BBC in 1965. And then like 54 years later, McCartney releases his solo album, Egypt Station, and we heard the song Back in Brazil. So you see, the theme about wanting to travel, just wanting to get away, we just covered four continents. There we were in the UK live at the BBC singing about Kansas City in America, and then we're back in Egypt Station, you know, so... And then we're singing about South America back in Brazil. So we got a lot of traveling in, and we got a lot of retrospective on Paul McCartney and his lifelong career, the true definition of a singer-songwriter. Well, there's another man from the UK. He's a Scottish man, Mark Knopfler. And the same year that McCartney released Egypt Station was 2018. Mark Knopfler released his album called Tracker. And we heard the song, The Lights of Taormina. Talk about chill. Oh, that's such a beautiful song. You probably know Mark Knopfler is the lead guitar player from Dire Straits. But he's got an amazing career as a solo musician. And then when I think about travel, you know, it's trite, but let's go to Paris. That's one of my first thoughts, how beautiful it is. And Joni Mitchell wrote a song. It's interesting. She wrote the song from the perspective of a man. I'm a free man in Paris. Actually, later she revealed that song was about David Geffen. Geffen, she signed to Geffen Records, and he made her career possible. They were not concerned about the commercial success of Joni Mitchell. If her sales didn't match other artists, they didn't care. They kept contracting her for further recordings. And she released Court and Spark in 1973, probably the most commercially successful album of Joni Mitchell's career. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. You're listening local. Yeah, right here. Local, Radio Catskill. So where were we? We were kind of, were we in Brazil? No, I left us in Kansas City. So now we're going to jump... We're going to come back to the United States, and we're going to go north, and we're going to be traveling with one of my favorite musicians and probably an amazing companion. This is Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, and we're going to be moving to Montana.
Might be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down. Pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. Like
find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no balls, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. Ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night, and then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push, just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss, and then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn to Montana.
Into Montana soon.
Yippee-i-yo-tie-yay.
Into Montana soon.
Yippee-i-yo-tie-yay.
Into Montana soon.
Yippee-i-yo-tie-yay.
Into Montana soon.
Yippee-i-yo-tie-yay.
Move into Montana soon.
Frank Zappa, what a genius. And the Mothers of Invention, Moving to Montana from Overnight Sensation. You know, it's so funny. Like my little zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush. It's so funny. But then the music is so sophisticated and so complicated and so serious. And even though they might be singing these crazy words, you know, they are singing, and the marimba and the guitar player are singing the exact same notes as those crazy lyrics, because when Frank Zappa would record, he would write out the parts, and he would conduct the musicians. What a genius. What a genius. Well, there's another singing songwriter genius, Leonard Cohen. It was a hard day when we lost Leonard Cohen. But he left behind an amazing body of music. He did a live tour we have a recording live from London in 2009. And, you know, things have been full lately. Life seems to be keeping up with the roller coaster of life every day. Kind of worn me out a little bit, and I just want to get away. I just want to travel. I just want to go somewhere. But, you know, that's time and money, so I'm just going to do it through music. And I hope you enjoy going here with me. So let's get back on the trail. We've been to Paris. We've been to Greece. We've been down in Brazil. We went to Kansas City. But now, Leonard Cohen, first we take Manhattan, and then we take Berlin. This is Leonard Cohen.
Of Bordeaux for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. By a signal in the heaven, I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapon. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I don't like your fashion business, mister. I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Sharon Robertson.
I love your body and your spirit and your
Abby
heart.
And Charlie Webb, the Webb sisters.
Don't you see that line that's perfect to the station?
And I thank you for those items that you sent me. I mean the monkey and the plywood violin. I've practiced every night, now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music.
Baby.
Remember me, I brought your groceries in.
Baby, yeah.
Well, it's Father's Day, everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan.
Then we take Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are we jumping around the planet and going from city to city, but we're jumping through time, you know. Timothy Chalamet is going to be appearing in a biopic about Bob Dylan. And he's going to be, of course, playing the young Bob Dylan from the 60s. So there's nothing like young Bob Dylan from the 60s. I saw a very fascinating interview with Timothy Chalamet talking about his portrayal of Dylan. And I was really surprised because he just didn't know about him, just didn't know anything about him. I still think of Bob Dylan as incredibly relevant. But he was not aware that Bob Dylan has played 200 concerts a year for his entire life. He's playing all the time. He's the endless tour. He's on the road. He's recording. He sold off his music catalog a couple years ago, 400 million or something. I thought, well, that's the last we're going to hear from Bob for a while. But I was wrong. Right after he sold all the rights to his catalog, his old catalog, he released a book, Philosophy of Modern Song. And he's released recordings, Rough and Rowdy Ways, is outstanding. It's vital. It's one of the best albums, best work of music he's written in his life, perhaps. So anyway, enough about that. We're stuck. We're stuck inside of Mobile, Alabama, with the Memphis Blues again, back in 1966. Bob Dylan.
Oh, the ragman draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. Send a message to find out if she's talked. But the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the senator came down here, showing everyone his gun, handing free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted. And wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the tea preacher looks so baffled when I ask him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved to him. Then I whispered and said, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the Rain Man gave me two cures. Then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine. The other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. When Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. They all fall there so perfectly. It all seems so well timed. Sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Enchanted by the panic, I wish I was simple, plain like rain, running right down the middle. Everything inside me was hot, everything inside me was inflamed. I was looking everywhere for the man everybody told me I could blame, but I gotta keep moving on. Cause staying still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong, yeah. Sail me out of this hell, Virgil. They poison the well, and I can't drink here now. St. Steve Irwin, I'm a child, and I'm certain them are wild crocodiles. Won't you choke them out? Everything I'd ever seen was piled up into a dream. I was afraid I would forget, now I remember everything. So I gotta keep moving on. 'Cause things still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat. And swaying to dementia, that's the tune that they were playing. I could have swore somebody laughed as we were leaving Pangea. I had a nice enough time, things were fine. I guess I'll see you when I see you, 'cause I gotta keep moving on. 'Cause staying still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving, keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat.
That's Jesse Wills. The song is called St. Steve Irwin. That song was released on a recording called Patchwork in August of 2024. And right before that, we heard Bob Dylan, Blonde on Blonde, 1966. And it's interesting because both of those men have, they're speaking in sarcasm and seriousness, and there's a lot of irony. You know, there's a lot of tension in this Jesse Wills song. I got to keep moving on. You know, staying still could kill me and you. And, you know, there's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat. So there's a lot of despair. There's hope and despair, and there's a lot of pressure building up, and then the desire to just move, just go traveling. Well, I have the desire to go traveling. I don't feel quite so stressed about it. It's a nice fantasy to travel through song. And there is a man named Michael Nesmith. You probably don't recognize that name, but he was one of the Monkees. Remember the rock and roll band? They were like a Frankenstein rock and roll band. It was the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, and then these music executives got together, ran a few ads, and auditioned a bunch of people and put a band together. And they called it the Monkees, and they gave him a TV show. But Michael Nesmith continued on after the Monkees and had a really satisfying solo career. We're going to hear a song about traveling to Rio because, you know, there's nothing better to do with the night. And let's see, this song is from the album called From a Radio Engine to a Photon Wing. And then we're going to go to Barcelona with Ed Sheeran. This is Michael Nesmith, Rio.
I'm hearing the light from the window. I'm seeing the sound of the sea. My feet have gone loose from their moorings. I'm feeling quite wonderfully free. And I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for flight. There's nothing I know of in Rio, but it's something to do with the night. It's only a whimsical notion to fly down to Rio tonight. But I probably won't fly down to Rio, but then again, I just there's wings to the thought behind fancy. There's wings to the thought behind play. And dancing to rhythms of laughter makes laughter the rhythm of rain. So I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for play.
I got two left feet and a bottle of red wine, making me feel like the beat in the bassline. Or in my blood, both hands up on a waistline. Get on up, baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Don't care what the DJ chooses. Get lost in the rhythm of me. Place don't close until we wanna leave it. You and I flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona. I guess that is destiny doing it right. And that's like they do in the Mediterranean. Spin you around me again and again. You're like something the goddess sent me. I want you, baby, solamente. You and I were flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the travel we took today. We bounced around the planet, went to Barcelona, went to Brazil, Kansas City, went to Manhattan. We were stuck inside a mobile, but we made it to the Memphis Blues. And then, you know, Free Man in Paris and Greece. And what a fun trip. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Grizzly Bagels, small-batch handmade New York-style bagels in Roscoe, New York, grizzlybagels.com, and from listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme-presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
Looking for things to do? Check out Radio Catskill's community calendar. Find out what's happening or submit your own event. The community calendar at wjffradio.org.
This week on This American Life, in Lily's family, there's a story everybody knows by heart.
How many times do you think you've heard the story?
50, 100, many times.
If this story had never happened,
all of us wouldn't be here right now.
Sammy wouldn't be here.
Tina wouldn't be here. Marion wouldn't be here. Wally wouldn't be here. Anyone that we know wouldn't be here.
So what happens when Lily's mom tells her the story's not true?
This American Life, tonight at 6 on Radio Catskill.
Hi, I'm Kathy Geary, host of Now and Then. I just want to wish you and your family a happy new year. From all of us here at WJFF, thank you for listening. Have a safe and festive holiday season. and a happy new year. WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.